This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, a light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Nichols Family Lawyers. Family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. We have expertise in all areas of law relating to rainbow families, including surrogacy, sperm and egg donation agreements, adoption, co-parenting arrangements, and arrangements for children after separation. Mention Joy and receive a free 30-minute consultation. Find out more and get in touch at nicholslaw.com.au. Nichols Family Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
You are on Family Matters here on Joy 94.9, and I have kicked all the other kids from Family Matters out tonight. So tonight it is myself, producer Gina, joined by my Joy sister, who I adore, Bree from Chicks Talking Footy. Welcome, Bree.
Oh, Gina, it's a pleasure to be here, and I can't believe that I'm the golden child. You kicked everyone out.
I have.
House out.
Well, I think they just all needed a bit of a rest. It's winter, we're all starting to get a bit tired and all that sort of stuff. But the reason I also brought you in is because we've been a part of something a bit different. A little bit different. Very important.
Just a little bit, yep.
And to kind of give people an idea of what it is that we're going to be talking about tonight, look, maybe put the kids to bed. We are talking about boobs.
Jugs.
Jugs, melons.
All of it, yep.
We'd love to hear all your boob puns tonight. We are talking about breasts but actually breast care.
Breast care.
Breast
very
health
important.
Care.
Yes.
So feel free to message in at any point with a pun or just some feedback on 0427JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. You can reach out to Family Matters on any of our social media platforms, including Twitter, which is Family Matters 94, Facebook, of course, Family Matters on Joy. You can download our podcast, and we'll have a podcast of this soon. But just to get us in the mood, and I know this is a little bit cheeky, it's not the kind of song we'd usually play, probably on Joy, but just to get us in the theme of tonight, it's a little song that's kind of about jugs.
Milkshakes.
Milkshakes.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
That was fabulous. That was from Beaches, Bette Midler singing Otis Titsling. You are on Family Matters if you thought you'd tuned in to a very different station. Family Matters here on Joy 94.9. I am joined by my lovely co-host, Bree, who you should know from Chicks Talking Footy, our cousins, on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. But she's with us tonight here on Family Matters. Bree, how exciting.
Delighted. Absolutely delighted. And can't wait to speak to our very special guests here in the studio.
We are very excited. We have three wonderful, wonderful guests joining us tonight, starting with Dr. Catherine Barrett from Celebrate Aging, who we know very well here at Joy. You're a regular. How are you, Catherine?
I'm very well. I'm happy to be here. Thank you very much.
And we also have from Breastscreen Victoria, we have Doris and Monique, who have very important roles. Ladies, say hello. They are sharing a microphone.
Hello, we are. We are sharing a microphone. There is risk of headbutting.
Now, can I ask, from Breastscreen Victoria's point of view, the songs I have played thus far, Milkshake and Otis Titsling, should that be playing in the waiting rooms across Breastscreen Victoria centres?
I think we're going to be asking you for a playlist.
Playlist? I will work on that. But we've asked you in because Bree and I were part of an event called Butch Melon Camp. Now, Bree, you came up with that name.
I did.
You can apologise now. No, I'm kidding. It was
fabulous.
It was a fabulous name. We got a bit of shtick from Dano and
we
Mason
did,
who wanted us to change it for jugs, but it stuck. Now, we are here to kind of talk about that event and why it's important for events like this to take place and why it's important for women to get their breasts checked. But before we touch on Butch, well, I shouldn't use that word, before we discuss Butch Mellencamp, it actually started a little while ago with a campaign, Beautiful Women. Catherine, can you tell us the story? Where did this all start from?
Well, Beautiful Women came out of Breast Screen Victoria's work around Rainbow Tick and being LGBTI inclusive. And in my conversations, so I was working with Breast Screen, and I am still working with Breast Screen on inclusive services. And the conversation was twofold. On one hand, it was how do we engage LGBTI women? And the other thing that Breast Screen Victoria wanted to do was some posters in the waiting room to send the message to LGBTI women that we are an inclusive service. And I said, I know this fantastic photographer, Lisa White, the social photographer. Everybody loves Lisa and her photos. And Lisa could take these portraits of LGBTI women, you know, showing the diversity and celebrating the diversity and beauty of LGBTI women and the contribution we've made to challenging narrow definitions of female beauty. And then we went, why don't we have it as a campaign? And the photos were so beautiful that we put a proposal through to Midsummer. We had an exhibition. We had about 200 people came. Everybody loved the photographs.
It went viral.
Yeah, it was hugely successful, wasn't it, Catherine?
It got the story and the photographs because we had somebody who was 26-year-old to a 76-year-old, and we had lesbian, bi and trans women. The story got picked up by Vanity Fair and Huffington Post and Mashable, and got picked up by the press in Romania and Mexico and Italy and Japan and Nigeria. And importantly, the Star Observer and Joy FM as well.
Absolutely.
So it went viral. And the posters, there's a poster with the portraits of the 30 women that participated. And the response to that has been so popular that Breast Screen Victoria have agreed to do a limited print run for LGBTI women who go, I want that poster.
Oh, my God.
I want that poster.
I want that poster. Well, the reason Brie might want that poster is because we ended up in it. Now, that's how we first got to know you, Catherine, and got to know this campaign. How did you find the other women to participate? Because I remember when you first asked me, I said, do I have to get my kit off? And you said no, and I was like, oh, thank God. How did you actually get in touch with the women that were part of that campaign?
I'm pointing at you, Jean. I think a number of them were through you. It was all through networks. But when we discussed... Actually, it was interesting. There was a first response and a second response, and they're both so important. The first response from some women was, I don't do hair and makeup. And we're going, that's the very point. This is not about hair and makeup. It's about whatever beautiful means, whatever beautiful is to you, that's what we want to see. And that's what brought people along. People really, really, really wanted to participate in it. And if you get on the Alice's Garage webpage, you see we invited women to finish the sentence, to me, beautiful LGBTI women means. The things that women have written are beautiful. You know, this sense of pride in who I am, that it's skin deep, that, you know, it doesn't matter who I am or how I identify in terms of my gender or my sexuality, you know, knowing that I'm proud of who I am.
It was a really gorgeous campaign, and even Mama Mish, who's not on tonight, was part of that campaign. Myself, Brie, Catherine, you were in that as well.
Reluctantly.
you were in it. Jack Tomlins, who we've interviewed and was also part of Butch Mellencamp as well. So there were so many familiar faces and some we'd never met before, but it was actually, they were gorgeous photos. Now, we went from a photo exhibition to the walls of Breastspring Victoria. Butch Mellencamp, explain that a little bit to us, and it might be a bit of Brie and Catherine kind of explaining how that stemmed. How do we explain a bunch of butch lesbians
and also
taking over David
why
Jones?
That was the logical next step?
Well, one of the things that Breast Screen Victoria wanted to do was to look at taking the next step really around, because it's one thing to send the message out that Breast Screen Victoria are inclusive, but the next thing, of course, is making sure, because we know that lesbians in particular – we've not got a lot of data on trans folk and breast screening, but we know in particular that lesbians are underscreened. So what we wanted to do was to bring, in particular in this case, lesbians to Breast Screen Victoria. And so we said, well, you know, the centre in David Jones, the Rose Clinic, what if we have a specific session there? And the suggestion was from the women who participated that that butch women in particular might not identify with a breast screening service. And so let's have a campaign to try and have an evening, in this case for lesbian and bi women, particularly focusing on butch women, and then something later on, in particular focusing on the very different needs of trans women and trans folk.
I have to, yeah.
So that's where it came from.
Yeah, and we spoke about it, didn't we, Gina?
We certainly did.
Over coffee, and it was important for us that we really wanted to make an impact and really translate the message into actual numbers.
And I know, because it was from the Beautiful Women campaign, that all of our friends started touching base with us. I'm going to stop using the word touching when I'm going to be talking about breasts later. But I know...
There's a song coming up later. I know it.
I think I found another one, actually. That's appropriate. But we had a lot of our friends, and I had, you know, I'm butch expressive myself, and I had a lot of my friends similar to me saying, I still don't feel comfortable in these spaces. And that was probably and we kept feeding that back to you, Catherine, saying, women are still not comfortable, and especially butch women. We don't, you know, these clinics are usually in lingerie stores, and they're usually, you know, really girly, and we just don't fit in. And I've had a friend that's been misgendered, you know, getting breast screening, and I think we kind of fed that back to you, and you're very good at going, I hear you, and then putting a plan in action. Mm. So it was a very
well. It'd be interesting to get Breast Screen Victoria's you know, just response to that and how we approached you and what was your immediate response?
It's really interesting when you say that, you know, you fed it through to Catherine and then there was a plan in action. So that's pretty much how Breast Screen approaches engaging women and engaging women of all diversity and being inclusive. So when Catherine came to us and we had the opportunity then to fast track and go down the Rainbow Tick Accreditation Program, we jumped on that. And so that's why we were part of the Beautiful Women exhibition. We've been part of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival for about 6 years now. So for us, it's really important to have a service that's inclusive, that's welcoming, and the Rainbow Tick accreditation is going to help us ensure that all of our services understand what that means.
Well, we're going to be speaking more. That was a lovely Doris there from Breast Screen Victoria. We're going to be speaking with Monique, Doris and Catherine straight after this.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy 94.9.
Your combination tonight, I like that little laugh, is Bree and myself, Gina, here on Family Matters. And we are joined by Dr. Catherine Barrett. Oh, sorry, I forgot the doctor there. And we also have Breast Screen Victoria in with us. Now we have Monique and Doris. Ladies, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, starting with Doris, who we heard from just before the break.
Yes, my name is Doris. I'm the acting CEO.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Monique.
Yes, I'm the state radiographer of Victoria. So
radiographer extraordinaire.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Bree.
You made some fans on Butch.
I am fangirling, as Beck would say. Fangirling over here, yes.
It was a great night.
It was a great night. So how do we best explain what Butch Mellencamp was? Catherine, do you want to help us out here?
Butch Mellencamp was about Breast Screen Victoria reaching out as part of their Rainbow Tick program to open doors just for our lesbian and bisexual women screening that particularly focused on butch women, but anyone was welcome.
And there was a lot of short hair on the night, I have to admit.
There were 12 spots open for mammograms. They're all filled, and we had a support crew of 25 women came. So it was gorgeous. It was lovely.
There was a good vibe around, wasn't there?
Mm. Yeah, it was a fantastic evening. And the staff from Breast Screen Victoria really welcomed the opportunity to talk to the women about breast health. It was really great.
Have you ever had any other bulk screenings like that ever before, where do friends often come in pairs? I mean, you had a lot of us.
There were a few. Look, we do a lot of different activities for diverse women, so diverse groups. So we will have held group screening sessions for
the seniors festival.
Festivals, and we've done for cold communities and for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. So we look at all those underscreened groups and do what we can to bring those people in.
What was the staff feedback on the night? When you had all of us there, what was the staff feedback after that?
What a fun group.
Yeah.
We had a great time it was a really great opportunity not just to share information about screening. It was also an opportunity for us to ask, what are some of those barriers? Mm. And as soon as I started talking to women, I would find they'd say, oh, you're really lovely. And I'd say, well, you're really lovely too. And we just have that moment to understand each other, and I'd let them know where I was coming from a clinical point of view, but also that I genuinely want to understand why they maybe hadn't come before and why this evening was so important to them, to feel welcome, included, and that they matter to us. Like to me, I don't want any of my sisters or mothers or aunties or someone to not come because of some specific barrier. Mm. So whatever that barrier is, we want them to know that come on down and we love you all.
Now, Bree, I chickened out on the night, so I just did Vox Pops. But there was a lot of women there for their first ever screen, which was pretty impressive. Bree, you were one of the women who had the first ever screen. In fact, you wrote about it, and you're a published author now. I'm going Pulitzer next for you. But the Star Observer actually picked up your story. And, you know, this is why, you know, you're kind of like fangirling Doris and Monique here tonight, because that was some of the people that welcomed you. How was it for a first-timer walking into that?
Well, yeah, I did write about it. Jeannie, you're right about that. I did write about it. And anyone that wants to read the article in full can read it on the Star Observer website. I guess the overwhelming thought for me on the night was it was a great evening. Like the whole experience wasn't as bad as what I had built up in my mind. So I think that's an important message to get out there to lesbian and bisexual women. If you know, all of the thoughts that you've got rolling around in your mind are valid thoughts, but it just wasn't as bad as what you think it's going to be. So I really enjoyed the evening. I, you know, immediately the surroundings were, you know, different and intimidating. But as soon as you see, you know, other women and we got welcomed really warmly by the Breast Screen Victoria staff, like instantly that feeling of intimidation is replaced by comfort. Like I just felt instantly comfortable.
Well, I have a tiny clip because we were interviewing women as they were coming out of their first ever screening. Might even have your voice on here, Bree. But here are just three of the ladies that we spoke to on the night.
No, I wouldn't describe the pain as hurt. It's just pressure. Yeah, like a sandwich press, yes. But Monique was very good at saying if it was too much. A bit like massage, when you go and have a massage and the masseuse goes in too hard too early. You know, you just say, hey, release the pressure a bit. So Monique was all over it.
I'm the prime demographic for this call out. So over 50, due for a breast check, Butch, Melon or Cam. I think I've been called all of those things. Although I think it could have been called Butch Lemon Camp, because I'm of the age where you got called a lemon if you were showing pre-lesbian tendencies. You'll feel more relieved, relaxed, sure of mind if you do it. And, yes, it's uncomfortable. It's like watching the Dockers play the Eagles. I don't really enjoy it, but it's got to be done. And somewhere along the line, it's good for me.
And does it hurt? A lot of people have asked, does it hurt?
It's not exactly comfortable. Yeah, it's quick. And they know what they're doing. And, you know, if you can just think of something nice while you're doing it, you're fine. Now, it doesn't take long and it's really important.
The very first one, look, I was hesitant and I felt a bit nervous and, yes, I do every time. So, like, today I was just going to come along to be supportive, but I got my reminder 3 days ago, so no excuse really. But having just had it done again, the anticipation is actually the worst part, and once you're in there, it's absolutely fine. It really is. It takes, I don't think it was 5 minutes. The woman who did mine was fantastic, really friendly. They don't muck about. She does it quickly, but is really respectful. And it's absolutely, it really isn't a big deal. And for me, you know, I've got three kids. So apart from wanting to live out a long and healthy life, I feel like I have a responsibility to do this to make sure that there is nothing untoward with my health for them. So it's really important for them that I do it too. I must say, coming tonight was kind of fun, and I certainly felt way more comfortable doing it in a room full of dykes and everyone kind of having that shared experience, and that was cool, and I really enjoyed that. And I, you know, I can't say I really enjoyed my last one in Camberwell, where you're just there with everybody else, and even walking in here and seeing the beautiful women poster with everybody on it. That was fantastic. So it was special.
That was yourself, Bree. That was Danae, also from Chicks Talking Footy, and Jack Tomlins, who were part of Butch Mellencamp on the night. You are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Family Matters here on Joy 94.9, and we are speaking with Breastcream Victoria and Dr. Catherine Barrett from Celebrate Aging. Bree, we've had a membership.
Gee, we have had another membership.
Live
what are
applause.
We up to now? Like two or three?
Two.
Thank you, Owen from Brunswick West, who's now an individual full member and has included a donation of $20 to Joy. And he's included a message and he said, "You all do such an amazing job. So happy I can get involved and help continue spreading the joy by becoming a member." Thank you, Owen.
Owen, you are also in the draw to win a Holden Astra valued up to $27,000 or a trip to the MotoGP. I don't know if you like cars. Great. There's just today.
I think
today...
it's bicycles.
Bicycles?
Oh, sorry, motorcycles.
No, is it motorcycles?
See, I think it's motorcycles.
I'm such a bad butch lesbian. I have no idea about football, no idea about
not
car
a rev
sports.
Head, are you, Jean?
No, clearly no, not. I know. Push bikes, yes. But there's just two more days. So to become a member, donate, renew, joy at joy.org.au. Now, ladies, we were just hearing from... you know, Jack's and Danae's football reference was fantastic. But we were just talking about their experience coming out of a breast screening. So the importance of a breast screen, why we need to be having it, and then, Monique, if you can possibly also take us through what people can expect.
Sure. Look, I'll talk a little bit about, I guess, the stats, because it's really important to understand the risk around breast screening. So, you know, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime.
Wow.
You know, not that long ago it was 1 in 10, but it's now 1 in 8. And 75% of women diagnosed with breast cancer are over the age of 50. And having a breast screen is really important because it is the best chance of successful treatment and recovery if you are diagnosed with breast cancer. So it's important for your family. It's important for your health and for your family to have a regular breast screen.
What can I actually ask? What are some of the symptoms people look for? You know, we know history is one thing. So if it's in your family history, and Bree, I remember reading this in your article, and you said it on the night when you were filling out the form, you felt really lucky because some of the questions that you knew what it was looking for was asking about history, which you were thankfully able to tick no to. So we know history is something that should get you checked. But what are some symptoms women can be feeling for at home?
Sure. So obviously we recommend that women get to know the normal look and feel of their own breasts. And when you notice something different, that's when it's worthwhile getting it checked out. So we're looking for changes that are unusual to you. So is there a lump or a bump that's new? Is there pulling of the skin tissue? When you lift your arms, is it pulling in? Is there a change in the nipples, some kind of discharge that's mm-hmm. bloody or clear? I know it sounds gross, but these are things that are really important. Has the nipple actually changed? Has it pulled in? We call it inversion.
Okay.
Or is there any sort of crusting or dryness around the nipple? So they're the kind of things that we want women to have an awareness for. If you do notice any changes, we actually recommend that you go to your GP first mm-hmm. because a breast screen may not be actually what you need immediately. The GP might say, actually, I feel that you need to have X, Y, and Z done.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas women, if as far as you know, everything seems fine, but you meet the criteria, you're the right age, come to breast screen and we will help you review any other issues that, again, we'll ask about family history. We will ask about signs and symptoms, most of the time when they do have signs and symptoms, there isn't breast cancer. We want people to be aware of it.
Yeah. Now, is that the sort of same symptoms that men? Because men don't have the same statistics.
No.
But they do, you know, it doesn't discriminate. They can. Are they the sort of same symptoms
yes.
in the changes of their
exactly.
breast tissue?
Yep. Because yes. men do have breast tissue. But as you said, the risk is much lower. Mm. For every 100 women diagnosed, there might be one male who's been diagnosed. Hence, it's not a screening service for men. However, we want them to be aware of changes because, of course, the risks are still there. And any changes, we'd still recommend that any men out there go and see their GP because they still would need to be reviewed with some kind of diagnostic service.
And with, so we know, you know, of course, if you see something different, you should go get yourself checked out, go to a GP, which is something we have to tell. I know we have to talk to lesbians all the time because they don't, they do not. I know women that spend more time choosing a vet for their dog or cat,
then
searching for a good family GP. And I had a chat with Stand Up Straight about that. So family history is one of the things. Increasing age. Is there any other factors, lifestyle factors that people need to be aware of that could make them greater risk?
Yeah, there are lifestyle factors. So we know that exercise, lifestyle, obesity, diet do contribute, but they're not the kind of things that Breastscreen will ask about. Mm. So there's further details if they want to talk to their GP about some of those lifestyle risk factors. Mm-hmm. But essentially what's important is that women understand that they don't need a referral to come to Breastscreen.
Okay.
If they're over 40, they're welcome to come to Breastscreen as long as they don't have any signs or symptoms that we'd want them to urgently be seen by a GP. Otherwise, no referral required. Just call 132050 or get online and at breastscreen.org.au and they can make an online booking. And if they have any queries, a lot of the information's there, or when they call, they can ask the person they speak to on the phone if they have any concerns.
So they won't do what Brie and I did and say, hey, Catherine, can you book us in? We'll be at, I finish work at this time, and so in 2 years.
It's really easy to book online. It is easy, isn't it, Catherine?
Actually, Breastscreen Victoria would probably make it simpler than I made it.
Yeah.
We'll
just
no. And Gina, you know, the actual Breastscreen now takes 10 minutes. It's a lot shorter time than most people spend on social media every day. So
guilty,
and it's, yeah, you know, it's ten minutes, and it's every 2 years. So
now, Monique,
and it's free,
and it's free,
and it's free.
That's amazing, yeah. Monique. We kept hearing lovely reports. I mean, Brie definitely touched on it, but you were known to be warm in your hands and even warming the machine. Here we thought Brie needed to warm us up for the rest of the group.
I must admit that that was a split system. I was trying to aim the warm air on the machine because it was a really cold night, but ultimately I was trying to warm up my hands because I always apologise to my first lady of the day because I generally have cold hands in the morning. And we were talking about icebreakers before. That's my icebreak with some women. I say, I'm just trying to warm up my hands. And
it's a very thoughtful thing to do, Monique.
Because I know I chickened out, so I'll be going to the next one of these. But
we're going to talk about that.
And we'll make sure we talk about that. But, Monique, one of the things I know I was saying to Catherine and other women, that one, does it hurt? What do I have to do? What do I wear?
Good questions.
You had a great tip, Brie. You wore too many layers.
I did, yeah. So don't.
But it's
don't
winter.
It is winter. Yes, but you don't need to wear too many layers. Otherwise, you're there for 5 minutes taking everything off in front of the radiographer.
Yeah.
That's okay. We're doing paperwork anyway.
That's true. Okay.
So we do recommend that not to wear a dress, so two-piece, whether it's pants, slacks or skirt, but something where you can just remove the top half.
Well, that was easy for the butch women. I don't think there was a single frock
easy
in the place.
So you're right. What you wear is a consideration.
Except Catherine.
And we don't notice. So I know that we joked about whether you wear a nice bra. I don't think we're not paying attention. We're checking that we have the right person. We're checking your date of birth and all those details. True. We're talking about whether you have noted family history. So all that stuff is discussed as we go through. And also we're talking to you to distract you from what we're about to do. We're trying to get you comfortable. We can't,
I liked, Brie, that you mentioned that it was like a massage, that you could actually take the pressure off. And, Monique, so talk us through what, you got your top kit off.
Yep.
What happens then?
So
where do your boobs go?
We do have a standard set of images that women will have. So we generally aim for four, so two images on each breast. Some women, depending on size, shape and anatomy, they might require more. No one's exactly the same, but we aim for this standard set of images. So we'll position the breast, obviously, with our hands. We get them close to the machine. We adjust it to their height. We lay the breast tissue onto the detector. And then with our hand, we align it, and then the pressure paddle comes down. We ease it down slowly. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, women
it's
are in
like
charge.
It's not like a
sandwich. We're not slamming the fridge door. No.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
so we ease it down slowly. And as we go, we say, how are you going? Because ultimately, you're in charge. It's your body. So we're at your mercy on how you're feeling. So if you want to stop, we will stop. That's our job. However, we also are aiming for the best pictures because if there's something hiding in there, we want to find it. So if we don't feel we're going to get what we need, we will tell you. We're happy to stop, but we'll say, we do need that bit more. How are you going? Are you able to cope with it for that short time? Because once we've got the pressure on, it's in position, 10 seconds later, it's released and you're off.
Brie, you were there.
Yeah, it was. That's a very accurate description. And I wanted to comment about the 10-minute appointment. I don't think my appointment went for 10 minutes, so it's probably
you're undressing for 10 minutes.
I was probably undressing
for winter.
So a very accurate description.
Yeah, and look, majority of women are actually end up in and out, you know, within 10 minutes. But however, we do accommodate women who have special needs. So if someone's in a wheelchair or some kind of disability or other or requirements or need an interpreter, we allocate extra time so that they don't feel rushed and so we can take time to do what they need.
Awesome.
For getting the best images and to make them feel safe and, you know, welcome.
And so an interpreter, I'm thinking my mum straight away. So she went, I would probably have to call up for her. I just asked for that and that gets arranged.
Yeah, we have an interpreter service, yes.
Wonderful. Mm.
Yep. And it's all free and included.
Yeah. And you have your, so the angles of the images, one is, I guess it's.
Yeah,
like
one sort of straight ahead, isn't it?
And then you have one on an angle for your lymph nodes. So,
yeah. Mm. Yeah, so we go right up under your armpit. Yeah. So some women do complain because the edges are kind of, they're corners because as you can understand, everyone's different. So the machine's one size, but we're trying to do a one size fits all.
Yeah.
So it does dig in under your arm, but we're really trying to get as far back as we can because we don't want to miss any breast tissue. That includes really pulling in the axilla, which is where your lymph nodes are under your arm. We're pulling all of that on so that we cover everything.
I wanted to ask though, I mean, we've kind of, it's, I remember on the night you were giving away these gorgeous little magnets. So is it every 2 years that you're reminding women to do this?
We are, yes.
But some of the women that came in on the night were getting reminders by emails, and I think, is that?
Yeah, so Breastgrade Victoria sent out a reminder every two years. Women between 50 and 70.
Yes, so we invite, so we the program is for women 40 plus. And we actively invite women every 2 years from between 50 and 74. And those reminders come via letter, via email, via SMS. Mm-hmm. So the woman, again, decides how we communicate with her.
And how soon do ladies find results? Because one of the things I wanted to know, and we definitely were asking all the women who had done this before, am I looking at my radiographer's face for a reaction when I walk in there?
No, we don't read them. So when we assess the images, we're assessing, technically, have I covered all the breast tissue or, you know, is the nipple twisting out of the image and I can't see it? So we assess for technical coverage and make sure that they're the best pictures. Is there a bit of movement? Often that happens if someone kind of just moves a little bit because, you know, they had a bit of a scratch.
Yeah.
We might have to do an extra image. So we're just checking that we've got the coverage we need. We'll do anything extra if we feel that we haven't quite got the coverage. But obviously that's where it is. I'm not looking for anything else. But then they go to be read over the next 2 to 4 weeks by our specialists. So the ones at Rose Clinic went to St. Vincent's breast screen, and our radiologists will read those over that time, and they're read by more than one doctor. So that's another reassurance that breast screen offers. So one doctor will give an opinion, and then that result is put aside, and then another doctor will read them. And then if they're matching results, that's your outcome.
Well, we're going to come back shortly after this because I'd like to find out how soon those results come out. I can't believe we've almost lost an hour, but we'll be back in just a sec.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Yes, we still need Joy, and we still need to be talking to the ladies of Breast Screen Victoria. We were just talking about the kind of images that are taken, and Monique, the radiographer, was explaining that. Monique, how long to wait for results?
So we allow 2 to 4 weeks, but I think from Bree's experience, it might have been just shy of 2 weeks that yours arrived.
Yeah, that's right, about 10 days.
Yeah, so if it's all clear, that's the letter that will arrive. If we feel that a woman has something that we need to review, it doesn't necessarily mean that they've got breast cancer. It just means that there's something there that we want to take a closer look at.
Awesome.
So those women will be contacted by the service. They'll also receive a letter with it in writing, and we'll call them in to make an appointment and have what we call an assessment. And that's where we do further mammography and ultrasound. They see the doctors, the radiologists. If they did require something like a biopsy, that happens too.
Oh, wow.
If they need to see a breast surgeon, that happens there too. And we make sure that we get them to the point of actually you're all clear and everything's fine, that was all benign, but we've been thorough, or unfortunately there has been a diagnosis and we recommend that you need treatment, and we take them right to that point of what the recommendation is for their outcome.
Wow.
And fingers crossed that because they've been screening, we've found it early.
Yeah. Mm. Everyone's been asking us, when is this happening again? Now, Catherine, what can we see in this future landscape, since you're our little social planner in this? What can we expect?
Bree, we're going to be talking about something else fun and another event like this, absolutely. But one of the things the Work Breast Screen Victoria is doing towards Rainbow Tick still, one of the next things that we need to do is some work around trans and gender diverse inclusivity. So some really complex science around, you know, what happens if someone transitions to female and is on hormones, do they need to be screened? If somebody is born with a family history of breast cancer and transitions to male, do they still need to be screened? So we're doing some consultations with trans and gender diverse communities, reviewing the science. We've got a scientific advisory committee reviewing policies, and then there'll be an event for trans and gender diverse inclusive.
And we have run out of time, but you will keep us up to date with that, won't you, Catherine?
Absolutely.
We're going to keep in touch with Breast Screen Victoria. Ladies, we have loved having you. Do you want to say a last goodbye or a last word?
I do. I want to say 13 20 50. Ring to make an appointment.
Yes. It's not scary, is it, Bree?
No.
Monique, you're wonderful. I love
Thank
that you,
you
keep warming your hands throughout the studio. It's like it's become second nature to her, Bree.
I'm used to having to warm up my
now
hands.
Now that it's in print.
Now that's in print. Now, we have been very lucky to have the ladies here from Breast Screen Victoria and Dr. Catherine Barrett celebrate aging. Thank you for joining Family Matters here on Joy 94.9.
Family Matters brought to you by Joy sponsor, Nichols Family Lawyers. Family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. Nicholslaw.com.au.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, with a light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.